Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Power Your Life show. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. And even if it's gloomy, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels and safe journey. I'm still waiting for my first guest to call in, Dr. Barry Sears, who is an expert on weight loss and obesity, and he's also the founder of the Inflammation Research Foundation and the author of several books, including The Zone and Toxic Fat. Many of us think that, well, you know, it's because we're not dieting right or we're not exercising appropriately, and certainly everything is also about making sure that you're eating responsibly and taking care of your body and your mind and your spirit responsibly. But at the same time, what Dr. Sears has discovered is that there's something more to weight gain and there's something more to obesity than just not trying or giving up or just not being able to stick to any kind of special diet or any kind of special way of being. So it's really important that we take a look at a couple of his books. One is called Toxic Fat, and it's about when good fat turns bad. And really, it's a very revolutionary book that he's written and that's been published. And it's one of the 12 books. And he talks about being in the zone, and he actually introduces what zone technology is. And hopefully he'll be calling in shortly and we'll be able to ask him a lot of questions. Research shows that the adult obesity rate in 28 states in the United States has increased incredibly, and that it's eating less and exercising more, as I said before, is not the answer. Basically, it's in, would you believe, it's in the food supply. So it's really a problem here, because how do we take care of food supply? How do we make sure that those folks who are eating anything, because we have to eat, you have to eat to live. And so how do we make sure that that person, anybody out there, is really figuring out what's going on with their genes? How do we know what's going on with our genes that is creating inflammation in our bodies that is actually not allowing us to lose weight but actually gain weight? What do we need to do to help? What do we need to do to help that? What do we need to do? What kind of action must we take? And so what's really important is that we take a look at that. Adult obesity rates increases. The 40% of American children are obese, which is up from 300% from three decades ago. That's an amazing statistic, 300%. How do we do that? How does that happen? And again, it's really about figuring out how, as Dr. Sears says, how to change our gene expression. How do we change our gene expression? Dr. Sears has something at Zone Labs where he actually has done a lot of research, and is one of the leading world authorities on the hormonal effects of food and the effect of food on producing cellular inflammation in our bodies. So I'm not saying to you folks that you have to leave eating responsibly. I'm not saying that at all. But what I think is really, really important is that what we need to find out is what kinds of foods kind of stir up that response in our bodies, and if it's and what do we need to do? Because what Dr. Sear says is that it's really something that we're doing in the food, something in our food that is making us off kilter, and not all of us. So it's got to be some folks who are really prone to that kind of inflammation or to that particular kind of gene. What I'm asking folks to do is right now we have a call-in number, 805-285-9790, and we're looking for folks to call in. And Dr. Sears says, medicine is not as complicated as we think, and nutrition is not as simple as we think or as we're led to believe. And at drsears.com, his goal is to make you think about both medicine and nutrition from an entirely new perspective. That new perspective, Dr. Sears says, is based upon the understanding, now get this, because this is a little tricky here, is based upon the understanding that the molecular basis of inflammation, what happens to the inflammation in our bodies, is in the cells. It's at the cellular level. And he talks about how inflammation is really the underlying cause of chronic disease, and that our diet, whatever it is, can either reduce inflammation, which is good, or increase inflammation. And what Dr. Sears says is when that inflammation is increased, that's what causes obesity and overweight in folks. So if you would like to find out more, give us a call, and also let's take a look at some of his books. He has also an anti-inflammatory nutrition newsletter that you could sign up for on drsears.com. And really, this is revolutionary. What he has to say is really going to take us all a little bit by surprise. And what we really need to do is rethink what's going on, what kind of food out there is causing this kind of inflammation in our bodies, and why is it that some people are prone to this inflammation because of the food that they're eating while others aren't. So I'd love to hear your views out there, and I think it's very important. And before we move on to that, again, we're waiting for our caller. There's been a little bit of a snafu here, and we're waiting for Dr. Sears to call in, and hopefully he's going to be reached any minute so that we can move forward with this. But I want to move a little bit because there's a lot of talk about conscious eating and about mindful eating, and I'm going to steer a little bit away from the whole inflammation aspect, which I'm not disputing. I think it's very important. I want to know more about that. But at the same time, I think mindful eating and really being taking care of how we're eating. I know some of us, including myself, are in a rush, run about, do all sorts of different things. Sometimes we're eating on the run. Sometimes we're eating and we're really doing a million and one other tasks, multitasking. And what that is doing is that the focus is not on how we're chewing our food, the tasting of our food, the sheer pleasure, because eating is not only for taking care of our bodies and our minds and keeping us in optimal health, but eating oftentimes is a social activity, and eating is also very, very enjoyable. I'm not disputing that. I love food. But at the same time, those folks who talk about mindful eating talk about that rather than be rushing around, that make eating, the time that you're eating, just to be focused on that alone. So what happens with that is that if you're eating, really pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to the food. Pay attention to the taste, the smell, to what it looks like. Pay attention to everything that's going on. And it's really very important. So those of you who do mindfulness, because mindfulness is also a meditative way of dealing with life, those of you who are involved in any form of mindfulness, take a thought about this for a minute and think about, rather than just driving and watching TV and doing everything else that you're doing and along with eating, to just take one moment aside and pay attention to the taste, the smell. Utilize your senses, and I'm always one to talk about utilizing your senses to really expand whatever experience you're in, because I think it's a way of magnifying our satisfaction in our experiences. And I have a book called Sense Your Way to Life Satisfaction, which really talks about amplifying your senses so that you can enjoy everything more. And so why not enjoy eating more? Why not allow yourself to eat the foods that are good for you, the foods that hopefully we'll find out that are anti-inflammatory, and why not allow yourself to do that eating in a mindful way, almost like a practice, so that, again, allow anything else but what's before you on your plate to sort of go by the wayside and allow yourself to really, really focus in on what's important with the food, the smell, the taste, the texture, and see if you enjoy it more. I have a friend who actually does an experience with some folks. She's in New York, and she's worked with people who have gained some weight. And what she does is she says, she talks about people to really pay attention to what's in your mouth. So let's say that you have an almond in your mouth, to really chew it slowly and to allow the experience of that chewing, of the taste, allow your taste buds to really get enlivened, to really allow yourself to experience that food. One bite at a time. And as you do one bite at a time, what you're going to realize is that you're not going to gobble it down. You're not going to swallow it or gulp it down or breathe it down. You're going to have that mindful approach to food. I tell people that if you're saying a prayer, because I work with some people who want to lose weight and want to eat differently and change their nutritional and eating habits, what I tell people is that if you say a prayer, even before you're putting in that outrageous snack that you know that you shouldn't have or that you somehow feel guilty about, because that's the shouldn't part of it, your own guilt, say a prayer. Because I may be wrong and I'd love to hear otherwise, I think that once we say a prayer and we get into that very conscious state of eating and that conscious state of being in gratitude, that we can actually change our eating habits, change our response to food, and change what we're doing to it. So hopefully Dr. Sears will be here. We had a little bit of a time confusion here, so he may not be calling in today, which means that we're probably going to have to reschedule him, and we'll be introducing our next guest very soon. But before we do that, I'm going to take you to becoming more self-aware, because becoming more self-aware is not just about the foods that you're putting in your mouth. Becoming more self-aware is about paying attention to where you are and to how you feel in every moment, in each moment in time. And this is from my book, sense your way to life satisfaction. Basically, what it means is to be more conscious of any internal thoughts and feelings that are coming up, and also to be conscious of the external surroundings and the external experiences. So, make a commitment. And I talk about being conscious and being present in so many different aspects of your life, and I'm going to read a little bit from my book. You make a commitment to be present in your life and in your body. So it's not just to be present in your life and in your body. You've got to pay attention and choose not to sleepwalk through life. Whatever happens in your life, you realize is your responsibility. You're aware of what you're feeling, experiencing, and even thinking, whether grief-stricken, angry, or joyful. You're aware, for instance, of resentment and compassion and the difference that those two feelings are in our bodies. Our bodies respond to those feelings differently. And also, as many of us know, we recognize the interrelationship among our thoughts, emotions, and our physical well-being. So being present, I say, is to know as best we can what's happening both inside us and outside us. And I talk about the senses as being the key. So if the senses are, in fact, a key, let's do an activity from the book. And for those people who are online, and I see a couple of people, what I want you to do is to think about something for a minute. How can we appreciate what our senses reveal to us? So here's an exercise that you folks can do. Spend conscious time, whether it's an hour, a few hours, a day, a few minutes, and become aware of as much sensory information as possible. Be with the stimuli that comes in. And don't label it. Don't have your mind judge it. Just go into the full experience of it. To appreciate this more, it's about turning off thoughts that will distract you from the moment, worrying about the past, the future, and just becoming totally absorbed and engaged in the experience of the moment. Pay attention to what the senses are offering you in the way of your feelings, information, and detail. And this is sense appreciation, I say, and it can lead you to a heightened awareness of yourself and of your world, a feeling of aliveness and discovery can return to you. And when you awaken your senses, know the richness of the sensory world. So you can get this book. We're going to have some sales for the holidays very shortly, and you can get this book on my website. Go to the store and go to docwhite.com or Dr. Dr. Joanne with an E, Joanne White. .com, and that's White, spelled like the color, W-H-I-T-E, drjoannewhite.com, and you'll find that there are many other books and articles and freebies that you can get, and also there's a couple of books that are going to be coming out in 2012, one I've been spending a lot of time on, but the other one is called, it's about the law of attraction, and many of you have been introduced to the law of attraction through a movie and a book called The Secret. And basically, I've been practicing the law of attraction and introducing that to my clients for many, many, many years, so that is not new to me. But basically, this is a very important law that once you believe it, because I believe that you have to believe in things, once you believe in it and begin to practice it, the results can be totally outstanding and amazing to bring into your sphere, into your life, whatever it is you desire. So I think that's incredibly important, and I think how you handle that is very, very important. And you'll check out my new book. I'm not even sure about the release date of that, but that's going to be in 2012. So I'm going to give Dr. Sears a little bit of an intro. He's still not here, but I want you to check him out because we will definitely have him on again. He's a frequent guest on national programs such as 2020 Today, Good Morning America, CBS Morning News, and Fox. And check out, he's also, like I said earlier, the founder of the Inflammation Research Foundation. And he has some incredible information that we need to know. I will probably be in touch with him, and we can figure out another time, because I think it's really important as we move into the holidays and into the new year to really be able to find out what we need to do consciously to make that change. And again, if it's something that's in our genes, what do we need to do with our food that can make a difference? Many of you know that I do a lot of books, and one of the books I have is the Women's Handbook for Self-Empowerment. But it's not just for women. It's also for men and women. And hold on, because, hello?
Hi, this is Dr. Sears.
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
Did I call too soon or call the wrong number?
No, actually, there was some kind of mix-up, so I've been talking about you and singing your praises and talking about, because there was some mix-up, you were supposed to be on at noon. So we have a short period of time. Let's cover as much as we can, and hopefully I can get you on again.
Okay,
You talk about that eating less and exercising more, Dr. Sears, isn't the answer. And I've been talking about your whole anti-inflammatory approach, but I don't know enough about it. So can you please alert our listeners as to what that means? Eating less and exercising more doesn't help us with losing weight.
Well, one of the things we have to realize is that many people are genetically predisposed to gain weight under the right circumstances. That also means others can eat the same junk food that most Americans eat and will never gain weight. It's not fair, but it's just the way the facts are. If you are genetically predisposed, and about 70% of Americans are, then basically by eating less, you won't lose the fat because you have what I call as a fat trap. The fat is actually storing the calories as fat, won't let them go. So what happens as you basically decrease your calorie intake, you start cannibalizing your own muscle mass, which is counterproductive. We're also told to exercise more. However, exercise does two things. One, it makes you hungrier. And two, if you have an active fat trap, then basically the calorie needs to basically do the exercise to move around at a higher rate will come not from the stored fat, but really from stored carbohydrate. So you really haven't done much to address the fat component. So both cases, this fat trap, why we eat less often seldom works, or exercise more, it seldom works, is because that fat trap is caused by inflammation induced by the diet. Unless
but
you reduce
how do people,
that
how do people know, let's say you're saying that some people are predisposed to it, so how do people know that it's in their genes? Is there a way that you test that, or how do you figure that out?
A real easy way, look at your parents. The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. However, just because you have thin parents doesn't give you a free pass, because it's saying that there are a number of things which are happening in the American diet which are turning on this inflammatory response that could take people who have a low genetic predisposition to gain the weight and are turning on to basically have a very rapid weight gain in spite of their genes.
So you actually have a whole approach that's called the zone diet. What is that about?
Well, it's all about keeping inflammation in a zone. We need some inflammation, otherwise we'd be sitting ducks in a hostile world, be unable to fight off microbes. But when we have too much inflammation, then that basically begins attacking our whole hormonal communication systems. It's as if you have a cell phone system that goes down completely. And when that happens, the hormones are no longer talking correctly to the cells, especially the fat cells. And all of a sudden, rather than basically releasing fat, storing fat, the fat cells just keep on storing the fat and never release it. So this inflammation is not caused by some microbe or some injury. It's caused by our diet. And that means there's only one way to reverse that, and that's also by our diet. So what you're looking for is an anti-inflammatory diet. And it's a very simple one, because it only requires one hand and one eye to follow for a lifetime. And here's all the rules your listeners need. Just at each meal, simply divide your plate into three equal sections. On one third of the plate, you put some low-fat protein that's no bigger or thicker than the palm of your hand. That's not fair because some hands are bigger than others, but that's life. On the other two-thirds of the plate, you fill it until it's overflowing with colorful carbohydrates. What are those? They're called fruits and vegetables. And finally, you add a dash. That's a small amount, a dash of heart-healthy fat, things like monounsaturated fats such as olive oil, slivered almonds, or guacamole. And what you've constructed is a drug, a powerful drug, that for the next 5 hours will keep this inflammation under control. Now, how do you know it's working? You need one last thing. It's called a watch. You look at your watch, and if you're not hungry 5 hours after eating a meal and you have good mental acuity, you made the right hormonal choice. Give yourself a pat on the back and say, now do it again. And you have to really do it every time the best you can for the rest of your life.
What about the fact that many of the meats like chicken, poultry, and beef already are being shot up with hormones? Is that interfering with our balance in terms of food and inflammation?
It really is, because again, those hormones, if they get in the body, will also distort those hormonal signaling mechanisms. But that's the price we've offered for cheap food. You know, Americans have voted very loudly with their pocketbook. I'll take the cheap food, no matter how it gets to my table. And it's one of those questions, don't ask, don't tell. But if you're concerned about your food, and because health is the one thing money can't buy, and when you lose it, you realize how valuable it is, then basically picking the ingredients you put to balance that plate off the best you can at each meal should become the number one decision point every day for you.
So you think basically what we're doing, rather than really focusing on what's healthy, we're focusing on how it's affecting our pocketbook and making food.
Unfortunately, it money makes the world go round.
Right. So you have a lot of stuff. I'm looking at you. I've been looking at your website. You introduce a lot of different things in terms of even the Zone Nugget bars. What are they?
Well, they're trainer wheels. If you have a small child, do you ever put the child on the bike and say, "Go get them, Billy"? No. You put trainer wheels on him. You put a helmet because he's going to probably not be able to do very well. So these food products we developed had the right balance of protein, carbohydrate that can keep the hunger satiated until you can say, I can do that, and say, yeah, of course you can. You always could. But now you know what satiation feels like. Everyone knows what hunger feels like, but very few people understand what lack of hunger, that satiation, feels like. And say, okay, now your goal is to reproduce this using the foods you like to eat for the rest of your life.
So that's also for the kids that say, you know what, I hate those vegetables. I don't want to eat vegetables. It's a way of slowly introducing them to that.
Exactly. It's stealth nutrition. And it's like parenting is always stealth parenting.
So you have people that come to you and say, I don't know how to get off of this merry-go-round or this roller coaster in terms of the way that I'm eating, and it's too expensive to introduce a lot of fruits and vegetables, which I'm not in agreement. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. What do you do with those folks? What do you tell them?
Well, let's take the last argument. It's too expensive. Well, first of all, saying, don't buy fresh fruit or vegetables. Buy frozen fruits, buy frozen vegetables. They're actually much more nutritious. They basically have more nutrients. I say, well, that's too expensive. I say, okay, if that's another whining question, then buy canned fruits and vegetables. They're not as nutritious.
But I was told, and this is me, this is my upbringing, I was told, and because I follow a very primarily healthy diet, I was told that eating frozen fruits and vegetables that it doesn't have the same kind of nutrients, and forget about canned vegetables because there's nothing in them and there's a lot of sugar.
I agree on that. But, compared to a piece of white bread, they look pretty good.
Okay. So if we're moving from the extremes to get us more into balance, that's what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. That's why our your best economical choice is frozen fruits and vegetables. They don't go bad, and they actually have higher nutrient levels because they're frozen as soon as they're picked. And they haven't been sitting around where they're losing nutrients at a massive rate going from the field to the distribution center to the supermarket to your refrigerator.
Now, in your book, Toxic Fat, because you've done a lot of research on this, and I'm fascinated, and I wish we had more time. I have another guest coming on in a few moments, but What else can you offer folks? I know that we've covered so much in just a very short period of time. What else should folks be looking for before we get you on again?
Well, if you know, changing their diet is hard, and Margaret Mead said it's easier to change your diet, or change your religion than change your diet, what else can you do to keep this inflammation under control? Here's something your grandparents did for your parents two generations ago. They gave them a tablespoon of cod liver oil every morning.
Most My mother used to food, give me that.
And most disgusting food known to mankind. But
right.
It was rich in omega-3 fatty acids. And what these omega-3 fatty acids do, they put out the inflammatory fire. So if you basically can't make a dietary change or say, I really love that piece of white bread that much, I adore it, saying, well, and then basically turn out the fires as best you can by getting enough omega-3 fatty acids into the diet.
And they now have it in a liquid, and you can make a shake with it, too, and right? So you don't even have to taste it. I remember having to hold my nose and going through that when my mother gave me a spoonful. It was horrible.
Well, even the best fish oils today aren't exactly champagne. But the main thing, you've got to take enough of it. And say I take a fish oil pill, that's a placebo. So you got to take a therapeutic dose to have a therapeutic effect.
So what's a therapeutic dose?
Well, your grandmother gave you the right dosage, a tablespoon. So if I find liquid fish oil, highly purified liquid fish oil, it's still not going to taste all that great, but about a tablespoon a day, or if I go to a typical health food store, that's about 8 capsules per day.
Great. All right. So that's one way to offset, as you're saying, to offset the other kinds of foods that are causing inflammation.
Correct.
And tell folks how they can get your books. The books are fascinating. You have a blog. You have so much information. And I'd love to have you on again. How can folks reach you, Dr. Sears?
Well, they can go to our website at zonediet.com, where they can find more information about anti-inflammatory diets. The books are available in every bookstore, but always available on Amazon.com. And it's just going back to first principles that basically with the beginnings of Hippocrates, when he said, let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food. We can now reinterpret that wisdom in terms of new breakthroughs in biotechnology in the 21st century and said he was right after all.
Now, you've done a lot of research. So how did you actually discover, because it is revolutionary, that it's really about inflammation and our genes and the food that is producing weight gain and obesity in this country?
Well, it all started about 30 years ago with the awarding of the 1982 Nobel Prize in Medicine for understanding how a group of hormones called eicosanoids control inflammation. And I realized that those eicosanoids could be modulated, altered dramatically simply by the diet. So that led me on a 30-year journey to understand how to treat food like a drug to control the inflammatory fires in our body.
Well, I think it's such very important research, and given the state of affairs in this country alone, I think that it's important that people take a look at this wonderful research and follow everything that you've been talking about, because it works, right? And we're going to see healthier children.
Well, again, if we don't, we're going to be in big trouble as a country. And I think in many ways our biggest national security crisis facing us is not terrorism, but basically it's our deteriorating healthcare system. And as a great philosopher Pogo said, we can only blame one person, ourselves. We've met the enemy, and the enemy is us.
So we need to eat responsibly. We need to eat consciously. And I love what you said again. Let's talk one. Let's remind folks one more time when they're looking at their plate, what do they need to do? They're dividing it up.
Into three equal sections. On one-third of the plate, some low-fat protein, no bigger or thicker than the palm of your hand. And the other two-thirds of the plate, colorful. Loads of colorful fruits and vegetables.
And then that little bit of fat.
A dash. And your grandmother said, what's a dash? A small amount. Just make sure it's either olive oil, slivered almonds, or guacamole, and you're home free.
So canola oil isn't good?
I call it a class B oil. Well, why,
okay.
Why go for a class B oil when you go for a class A oil?
Perfect. So anything else you want to say? And hopefully we can get you back again in like 30 seconds or less. My next guest is on and waiting, and I don't want to keep her. And I'm so sorry for whatever confusion went on today. Because
I'll be on time next time.
Okay, great. any parting wisdom?
No, it's
that saying, people...
we have our fate in our hands if we choose to use it. But, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, this is a good time to basically start practicing, anti-inflammatory medicine at the dinner table.
Dr. Sears, thank you so much and have a great holiday.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My next guest is Michelle Melendez. Hopefully I'm saying your name right, Michelle, who's been a fitness expert. And we're going to shift gears a little bit, a fitness expert for over 15 years. She's trained hundreds of people in her boot camps, her Pilates cardio camp, and her Women Getting Fit online program with 10 fitness certifications. Michelle is also the author of Get Thin This Time and the creator of a board game called Easy Weight Loss Game. Now, again, we're shifting a little bit gears here because we've been talking about diet and how it's the food and what we're doing with our foods. And Michelle is going to talk about what she does with the people that she works with to help them get fit and stay in shape. And most of those people that she works with is women. Michelle, are you there?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and I just caught the very last end of your last guest, and he was amazing. I completely agree. He's totally right on the money. I am really looking forward to checking out his website, but this is a great topic, and I'm really excited to be here, so thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Let's move right into it because Dr. Sears was a little bit late. There was some time confusion. He thought he was coming on your time. And so I want to get to basically what you do. So you do so much, and you talk about this board game. And I just, before we move on to some of the other questions, tell us a little bit about this board game, because it sounds like it's fun. You can, and I don't know if it's something that you can play with kids or just adults, but how does it work?
Well, I basically wanted to make fitness fun. I love teaching. I've been teaching for 15 years. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to teach, my main niche is women, and I wanted to teach them how they can actually make fitness fun and have it permanently in their routine, in their daily routine. Because so many women, they say, you know, I don't have time, and they're really super moms. I mean, if you're a mom and you have kids and you have a career and you're just doing it all, where do you fit fitness in? And so what I do with the game and also with my coaching is I teach women how to fit fitness in their life no matter what schedule that they have, so that they can have the body that they want. Because so many women, the first thing they say is, I want to lose weight and I want to firm up. And if you don't know how to actually take steps to get that system, because releasing weight and getting fit is a system. And if you don't know the system, then it's going to be just a dream. And it's just going to just fly by. It's always going to be in the kind of forebrain in your mind. It's not going to be reality. But when you actually have a system in place that you can plug into your own life, then it makes it easier, then it makes it fun, then it makes it doable, and then you start seeing the results and you start living a life that you love, which is why we're here. We're supposed to be happy and love our lives and not always be on the run, go, and stressed out. So
And it's really very important. It's about having a very positive approach to it. I remember a situation where I was in the gym, and it took everything, and I work out regularly, but it took everything. Some days you just don't want to be there. It took everything I had to get myself there, and I'm sitting next to somebody, and we're both, like, looking at one another thinking, why are we here? But we knew that that afterwards, and even somewhere during that time, we feel better, we're more alert, we have more energy, we feel better about ourselves. So it's really a positive approach. You talk a lot about preparing for fitness success, and I was thinking about that earlier. What do you mean by that, Michelle, preparing for fitness success?
Well, if you have a fitness goal or if you want to release weight, and it's you start a diet or you go on an exercise program, but you don't prepare, then what happens is your normal routine of what you normally do that keeps you away from being fit will take over eventually, and that idea and that dream of being fit will go out the window again. So preparing means go through your home, get a garbage bag, and go through your home as if you already are the weight and health and fitness that you want to be. And that language is really important. Go through your home as if you are the weight you want to be. Take out everything that would not be in the home of someone who's the weight you want to be. And this also means if you have children, a lot of women say, well, I have kids and they eat certain things, then what you want to do is you want to get them their own cupboard, something that's closed so that you don't see it. And you want to seriously go through everything. There's a few things you can do with the food. One, take it to charity. Two, take it to your office or give it to somebody's office so that they can have it there. Or three, you want to throw it away. And I always have women freak out on me when I say throw it away because they're saying, Michelle, that's a waste of money. And I'm like, what is more important? Your self-esteem? How much is it costing you to feel bad about yourself? And I also say one of my favorite phrases is, if you think it's a waste of money, then you're making garbage more important than a body you love. You're making garbage more important than your higher self-esteem, than loving yourself. And it's your body and loving yourself is priceless compared to that $5 food item that doesn't serve your body anyway. So that is preparing.
It's real.
Also the set. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, but the second part I wanted to say on that was around preparing for fitness. I teach a Pilates boot camp in Los Altos, California, and I always say, even on the website, it says bring a thick mat, not a yoga mat, and you want to wear running shoes or walking shoes and comfortable clothes. I've had people show up with yoga mats, which are too thin for the class, and they'll be uncomfortable. And also I had a gentleman one time show up in jeans. And so you really want to prepare. If you're going to do a fitness program, find out what you need and spend a few dollars to get it, because these mats that I have, which are thicker, a Pilates mat are thicker than a yoga mat, they're going to cost $10 more than a yoga mat, but they're going to last for years. So really prepare for fitness success by going through your home and your clothes and really, and then I also go through the mindset of preparing your mind. If you want to go through that, we can talk a little bit about that. But that's
I actually talked a little bit about mind stuff while I was waiting for Dr. Sears. So what I want to focus on a little bit is here we are. The holidays are approaching. Thanksgiving is Thursday. Many people are planning their menus. There are other holidays coming up, New Year's and Christmas and Hanukkah. And basically, I think it's about also thinking consciously about what gifts we're giving, if we're giving food gifts, what we're preparing for in terms of the kinds of food. So, again, keep in mind what Michelle is saying and also what Dr. Sears was saying, because think about what that food is going to do, like you were saying, go through your house, what that food is going to do to you and also to your loved ones. And is it worth it? Is that one moment of, wow, this was the most incredible chocolate fudge nut sundae, whatever, is that really so important? You talk about how women, it's a very interesting expression, women are addicted to their bodies. Would you explain what you mean by that?
Oh, absolutely. I've studied human behavior for about 8 years and really wanting to know why some women stay fit and it's so easy for them and then other women struggle. My mother struggled with her weight as I was growing up. She was 50 pounds overweight. And so what I learned was every single emotion, when you wake up in the morning, you feel a certain way. When you're going throughout your day, you're feeling a certain way. And most women who struggle with their weight feel frustrated about their bodies, frustrated about the fact that they can't release weight, go on a diet and then go off of it because they self-sabotage because their body, the emotions in your body, the cells actually become addicted to the feeling of being frustrated to lose your weight. So the body actually goes, I'm used to, I'm comfortable in your feelings, your emotions have vibrations. And so I'm comfortable in the vibration of feeling like I'm frustrated to lose weight, like I don't like my body. So then what happens is you start thinking of things of how you don't like your body. You feel, try jeans on, they won't fit. Oh, there's another sign that you don't like your body, that your body's too fat, too overweight. Or you'll go look in the mirror, and this, the first thing you look in the mirror is something you don't like. The brain and the body goes, yep, that's the feeling I'm used to, even though it's giving me what I don't want. So it's actually an addiction, and they say there's actually been research that, that emotional addiction is more powerful than heroin. So there's a program I teach called Get the Body You Love in 90 Days, and it's all around releasing the addiction to being stuck with the body you don't love, so being stuck with your weight. Because it doesn't matter what fitness program you go on, what diet program you go on, if you don't release your addiction to being overweight, it's going to fail. And you can see that with women who struggle with their weight all their life. It's because it's an actual addiction in the body. The cells of your body crave the feeling of being frustrated to lose your weight or being struggling with your weight. And that
I think what also happens is when somebody is at a high weight and then suddenly they lose a lot of weight, there has to be a whole shift taking place for them to get comfortable in a thinner body and comfortable with a whole different, as you're talking about, emotional set, but also a different mindset. But isn't it also true, Michelle, that women have a lot of difficulty with their bodies, not just because of their own addiction, but also because of the messages that they get, that we get all the time in terms of being so thin, what's thin, and looking at models and looking at television and seeing that the role models, presumably the role models that are up there, are women that many people are never going to be able to match in some way. And so that causes a lot of worry, a lot of concern, a lot of preoccupation with our bodies and maybe the addiction to be so thin that it may be unhealthy.
Absolutely, 100%, absolutely. Yeah, it's actually really sad. The media is not on our side. That is really important. That's another reason why it's really important to have a system in place, a structure, a community around loving yourself, around loving your body, around creating health and fitness in your life. It's really, really, really important to have a structure, a system, and a community where you're around friends or friends actually in a setting around fitness and health, where you talk about things that make you feel good rather than make you feel bad. So that community of women is really important to kind of stave off the media, because the media is like that. So you're right on the money.
So do you have an online community like that where you have women having conversations, or is your community that you help women build, is it local? How do people build that community?
Well, right now I have the Women Getting Fit. It's a teleseries program, but I'm actually in January I'm going to be launching a program called the California 6-Week Workout, and it's going to include that, where it's all about community. There's online workouts where you're asked in the workout, you're asked, you know, what makes you happy? What do you feel good about? And right under the workout, you post it. So it's an online community. It's an online forum. There's teleseries and telecalls to keep you accountable. The program that I have, my personal favorite program that I teach, is called Get the Body You Love in 90 Days. And partners or the participants actually get hooked up with a buddy. And every day you're playing a game, again, making it fun, called a workout tag, where Dr. Joanne, if we were buddies, I would write to you and I would just text and say, hey, 60-minute cardio, tag, you're it. So now you just know that I just did a 60-minute cardio workout, and now tag, you're it. That means it's your turn to do a workout and then tag me back. So it's a community. It's accountability. It's making it fun. It's like, so that's actually going to be available in January. The Get the Body Love in 90 Days program is my favorite program.
So here we are, you and I, let's imagine this, and you and I, and I have great discipline, so I don't know that I actually like to work out by myself, but if I needed an accountability partner, and that's what we were talking about, and it's a great idea, what if, Michelle, that you are my accountability partner, and you're the one that keeps saying tag your it, and every time you do that 60-minute workout or whatever, basically what it does is makes me feel worse about myself, worse about the fact that I'm not motivated the same way you are, and because it sounds almost like a competitive piece here, what would you do in that respect? How would you help
those
partners?
No, actually what happens is, thank you for that. No, what happens is that in the program, it's very much a foundation, and before you get with your partner, we do a whole piece on understanding what the accountability is about, because it's not, that masculine energy goes with competition. Feminine energy goes with cooperation and supporting each other. That's feminine energy. So before the program even starts, we actually lay a foundation for what the accountability means and what it does not mean. And if women get stuck, there's actually trainers available to do consultations and things like that. But what you're talking about, which is extremely, this is a masculine world, whereas we're all competitive, you know, pushing, going as fast as we can, timelines, that's all masculine. But I teach in a feminine way, which is more cooperation and more support and more love and more feeling. And that's why I choose Women Getting Fit, because that's the way I teach. So I completely agree that can be understood in that way, but the foundation kind of lays a groundwork for what it means to have an accountability in that sense.
Great, because I think that's so important, because even though we're women, we also have that masculine, feminine side to us, and sometimes it's out of balance. You have a book. I want to focus on that because we only have a few minutes, and I apologize for that. A book called Get Thin This Time. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually an e-book, and it's available for your readers or for your listeners for free. This is usually the e-book is usually $24. But this book is going to explain everything that I just talked about your addiction to your weight or to a body that you don't love. It will explain how there's peptide. What happens in your brain around being addicted to a body that you don't love, and it also gives quite a few different ways on how to release the addiction. The coaching that I do goes in at a deeper level, but the book is a great, great start for anybody who has struggled with their weight for a really long time, anybody who has struggled in a body that they just don't love and doesn't know how to get out of it. If you've tried diets, they don't work. If you've tried workout programs and then you go off of them, this is a great book to start to understand why you're doing that. It's not your fault. You will find, you will feel such a relief when you read it. It's like, oh, that's why I'm doing that. This book is about, like I said, I studied human behavior for about 8 years, and that's what this book is on, but it's all related to weight and fitness.
And, you know, it's so important for us to not just look at it in terms of something very simple as you're talking, and I totally agree with that. I work with human behavior for many, many years, and as you're talking about that, it's really about how we think and how we feel about ourselves and what we're actually connecting with, whether it's food, whether it's working out. So can you share how you got into this? Was it because of your mom or what? How did your interest get stirred up?
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, my mother was overweight, and she was on many, many diets. And every few months, she would go on a new diet. She was what's called a professional dieter. Well, one time a doctor put her on a prescribed cabbage soup and water diet, and that's all she had for 3 weeks. And I was in elementary school at the time, and I remember getting a note from the office to come home because we lived 4 blocks from the school. So I walked home, and my mother was in bed, and she couldn't get out of bed. She was too weak from the diet to get out of bed, but the phone was closer. So she called me to come out, to get out of school and come help her. And all she needed was a glass of water. She just said, "Michelle, get me a glass of water." And I'll never forget it because I remember everything. I remember everything about the day, about even the bedroom, the color of the bedspread. And I'm sitting there on her bed thinking to myself, why is she doing this? And the one question she asked me was, "Michelle, how do I lose weight?" And I said, the only thing that could come out, I was like 9 years old. The only thing I said was, "Mom, think thin and you'll be thin." And I didn't understand why that made sense to me at the time. But when I became a trainer in 96, it really became my mission to find out why. One, why did I say that? And also, why are women struggling like this? And that's when just the whole journey of understanding how to release weight, how to make it permanent, how to make it fun, and really allow women to start to connect with people and themselves in a deeper way than they ever thought that they could and start to live a life that they love. And that's kind of what started it all, was that journey.
You know, I think it's wonderful that you were able to do that. And I also think that, that's a very profound experience, because we do need to connect with ourselves in a deeper way to understand not only about weight loss or about any, but about anything that we're doing in our life. We really need to kind of tune in. So I love that concept. I want to talk a little bit. You talked about this great quick guide to a thinner you, and that's a bonus offer for the listeners. So there's something here that says quick tips that allow you to release weight without going hungry, what married women should never do if they want to remain thin, and so much more in terms of questions and powerful food choices. Michelle, we have like a minute or so. How do people get a hold of you? How do people get a hold of your products? And you have an online Getting Fit program. Tell us about all of that, please.
Sure, absolutely. What the ebook, if they want the Get Thin This Time ebook, which is only available to your listeners and through the link that I'll give you, it's getthinthistime.com/ebook.html. So Harry, Tom, and Mary, Larry, HTML is at the end. So getthinthistime.com/ebook.html. That is the free Get Thin This Time book that's valued at, it's actually available for $24, but it's for yours for free. And then the other way that they can get in touch with me right now is womengettingfit.com. The teleseries is over, but the subscription to that is still available. And those are the best two ways that you can reach me. And, yeah, I also, if you do download the Get Thin This Time ebook, you do get a complimentary strategy session with me as well. That's also included with that ebook. So that's something to take a look at. And my last thing that I'd love to share with you guys is that if you've been struggling with your weight most of your life, please know that there's a reason why, and when your spirit, when you start to expand and start to really understand and love yourself in a deeper, deeper way, you're going to start to create a life that you never thought you could have and you always, always hoped for. And it is possible for you. It really, really is. But just know that there's an addiction to having the life you have right now. And really releasing that addiction is going to take you to a new level in your life, one that will just bring you ease, joy, and happiness like you never thought possible.
Michelle, that's a great ending. I love it. So I wish you a happy holiday. Thanks so much for being such a great guest. And folks, sign up for her program, sign up for this ebook, because you'll also get complimentary coaching by Michelle, and I think she's wonderful. Have a blessed day, Michelle, and a great holiday.
Thank you, too, Dr. Jung. Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Folks, we only have a moment, and I want to talk to you a little bit about my next two guests. We're going to focus, we're going to shift gears from weight and exercise to finances and money and prosperity. And I have two people on next week, Brian Greenberg, who will talk about Insurance Today, A Consumer's Guide to Peace of Mind. And I have Katana Abbott, who will talk about the new retirement solution and what is awakened prosperity. So tune in next week, because we have some very important ways for you to awaken to your own prosperity and financial peace of mind. And I'm wishing all of you out there who are journeying safe travels, breathe, take time for you, enjoy your loved ones. It's always a tense time for people traveling, but make the most of it. And think about what my guest said today about responsible eating and what you need to do, and buddy up with somebody on that mini vacation who wants to walk with you or do something with you that's healthy. Have a blessed day and a blessed holiday, and tune in next week to Power Your Life right now. This is Dr. Joanne White, and have a great day.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.